So I've never seen the face of God before, but I know she has soft hands and rough fists, can beat ass and lullaby babies to sleep. She is the epitome of duality, can rock a snapback, a bald head, headscarf, box braids, and a popping ass lace front wig all simultaneously. She is so much woman, Mother Earth trembles, battles breast cancer with both her hands tied behind her back, while working on her master's degree could turn ramen into stir-fry and still feed a neighborhood. She was crucified on the operating table and resurrected herself. And though I've never seen the face of God before, I know she likes R&B. I know she listens to Tyrone on repeat. I know she tells people that her son writes poetry. And though I have never seen the face of God before, my mother is the closest thing I know to mercy. But on most days, I do not deserve my mother. She calls even when I do not answer, and sometimes I hang up before she finishes saying I love you, but don't we all fall short of the glory of a black woman? Who else could do both breathe life and be a target but a mama? And my mama cannot have kids after me. The doctor says it's like her body isn't strong enough. It's like the doctor doesn't understand it. That's still my mama, but still, my mama wears her scars like jewelry, keeps them close to her heart, but never forgets to flaunt them. But ain't that what you're supposed to do when you conquer death? Then Jesus show both his hands after resurrection and will be more holy than a black woman who survived breast cancer 3 times and made it out the projects. My mama is a wounded lion, forced to cut off her own mane, but still she makes bald look beautiful, rocks it like a new tattoo. My mama a warrior, so quick to fight for everyone, she forgets to fight for herself. My mother has character cones, has corneas that change shape, that hold her eyesight hostage and threaten to rob her blind. But my mama ain't afraid to be without her eyes, to be without her innocence, or to be without her life. She was raised to be a martyr, to be willing to die for a cause or a country or a culture that may not even remember her. But I'm gonna always remember my mama, how she looks at me like 7-day galaxy, how she nestles me into her bosom like I was the last good thing to be pushed out of her body, because I was the last thing to be pushed out of her body. And after 26 years of trying, y'all, I've realized we can't pay back God, that all she wants after 6 missed calls and unread messages is to know her son is still black and still breathing. So no, mama, may never be able to show you how much you're worthy, but the next time you call, I promise to wait for you to finish saying I love you first. And if you stay on the phone long enough, I will say it back.